And welcome back to hour number two as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. If you miss any of our show, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast. You can catch up on only this, not only this evening's show, but all of our shows over the last couple of years. They're there right for you. As I said before, competitive year in high school football, especially in South Florida, where it seems like everybody is playing everybody. And obviously, you know the reason for that, because at the end of the year, when some of these teams aren't ranked as high as they should be, some of the national polls blame it on the fact that they don't play tough enough schedules here in South Florida, which obviously until you play this these teams, you don't realize it. Somebody who's on top of this thing 24/7, Dade Broward, also having an opportunity to vote in the statewide poll, is Andre Fernandez from the Miami Herald. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Andre, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, as you and I see each other a lot, it's crazy how many teams every week play one another.
I think this might be the first year that I've had people that are one or even two games under 500 in the top 10 that we do in the Miami Herald early, even though it's early in the season, just because we know better. We know they're still good. Like American Heritage right now is 2-3, but we know how good they are. It's 2-3 against a great schedule, nationally ranked competition. You know, Western's 1-3. This is a team that we thought was going to be one of the favorites to come out of here in 7A. They're still, we know there's what they have. But like you said, there's been a lot of parity. There's been a lot of great games early on between, you know, two powerhouses. And then only, you know, only one can win. So what happens? A lot of these teams are ugly. The records look uglier than the team really is right now. But I think it's all sorting. It's starting to kind of sort out, and I think this week is another week where you're going to see a lot of the teams we believe to be contenders, you know, kind of keep finding their stride, get on a roll.
I agree. And, you know, in the past, obviously, we sit there and say, oh, I wish St. Thomas would play Columbus. I wish they'd play Chaminade. Well, they play Columbus this year. And for the first time in 43 years, they're going to be playing Chaminade on the 21st of October at FIU, or the 11th of October at FIU Stadium. Talk about that, because everybody, we know Chaminade has been, will be to a record 9th straight state title game if they do so this year, and St. Thomas looking for a 6th consecutive state championship. Talk about that matchup, because I think that really is really two of the best teams that they've had here in South Florida over much of the past decade.
Yeah, it's the two most tradition-rich teams at this point in Broward County history. And for a long time, it was only St. Thomas. They felt like they were the ones that was like they were the constant. And a few teams bubbled up here and there, won a championship, maybe two. But they were the standard, like they like to say. But now Chaminade came along, and not just when Mark Wandolo was there in the 2000s, but now in this run with Damian Jones. And now they've put themselves pretty close when it comes to, I mean, they don't have as many championships yet because they don't go as far back winning them. But they have a decent amount of titles. And then that streak, like you said, that streak of consistency, 9 years in a row if they get there this season, already a state record. I mean, it's good to see them play St. Thomas. When you're going back to Aquinas, them, I think that's the one team, ironically enough, that people thought might be a little down this year going in, and they're the ones that have really shown probably the most consistency since the first snap of the season. You know, even in a defeat against Bishop Gorman, a lot of people thought Bishop Gorman were going to run them off the field, and they did not. And the St. Thomas had a very good chance. They came down to the wire, had a very good shot at winning that game. And since then, they've been demolishing people, including Columbus. But it's great to see them face Heritage. It's great to see them face Chaminade. And really, that just those games to happen between Dade Powers, Broward Powers, and see all that. That's entertaining. That's great for everybody.
Yeah, and I mean, and when they're on the road like they were at Bishop Vereau, they got a great, great crowd. And this week, they play an undefeated Orlando Bishop Moore up there in College Park in Orlando, obviously, and then the rest of the way, they just wait these outstanding teams. They should – it's kind of a cakewalk 5A for them, especially in the district and in the South. But looming down the road is one of the top teams in the state is Lakeland. Two 5A programs, maybe on a collision course if everything goes right to meet each other. you take a look also, and I don't want, because we're going to get, and I have Jube Joseph on in a little while, so I don't want to get Central aggravated. But they've also, you got to remember, 4 out of the last 5 years, they've won the state title. This year, tough loss to Lakeland in the opener, but we watched them last week play an entire game with an emerging quarterback and beating which turned out to be a really good game against Heritage. I mean, they're 4-1, you know, with the week off, and then next week's their major game against rival Northwestern.
Yeah, I mean, what I said before about teams that were starting to get on a roll and really starting to hit their stride, I think Central's right at the top. I mean, they looked sluggish in that first game against Lakeland. They couldn't get any offense going. Little by little, they've started to they made the switch at quarterback to Anthony McQueen, who you were talking about. But sure. I love their balance. I love their balance because their defense started playing a lot better. They don't really have one set. I mean, Ezekiel Marcellin is probably the closest thing they have to, like, maybe the top name you can talk about, but they're not just one playmaker on defense. They have a lot of guys that can pressure the quarterback. And on offense, they've started to really run the football well. McQueen gives them that running dimension too, of course. I love their receivers with Khalil Sterling, with Nashawn Montgomery. They have big weapons that can go up top. And they're probably, you know, they look way more balanced overall as a team and good enough to beat a lot of the top contenders. And at the beginning of the season, you wondered, hey, is Northwestern ready to take over? Because Central didn't look so hot, but now they've kind of established themselves. It's still going to be a great game, and it's good to see that rivalry back on pretty much equal footing again with them and the Bulls.
No doubt. Andre Fernandez joins us in the Miami Herald. You can find him all over the Herald Sports. He also does Dolphins, very versatile, did FSU. He covered hockey, covered baseball for years as well. So he kind of knows all about this. What about Norlin? You know, this is a team that, you know, lost in the preseason pretty heavily to an Armwood team, then came back and won 3 straight, and then last week had an opportunity to go to Hollywood's Chaminade Madonna. Didn't work out too well.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the biggest problem is the offense, and it's crazy to say that when you have such a great quarterback like Ennio Yapur. I've been a big, you know, I guess I shouldn't say fan, but I've been a good admirer, let's say, of the way he plays for a long time, you know, for many years. He's the leading passer in Dade County history now. And for a reason, the kid is very talented, dual threat, you know, hopefully he'll find the spot in college somewhere, you know, down the line, but he can't do it all by himself. And that's the problem lately. They haven't really been able to establish a running game. Their offensive line has been pretty poor overall. And that's the thing. I think they missed a lot of the receivers they lost from last season. So if they don't fix that problem, their defense is very good. And I think in a way, we might have thought with the talent they lost on defense, would they have a drop off? They haven't really. The defense has been very good. They forced turnovers. They kept them in the game for a half against Chaminade before things fell apart. But that's the whole thing. That Chaminade game to me encapsulates what could happen to them down the road, which is, the defense might keep you in it only so long, but you need to be able to put up points, and they haven't done that. They beat Northwestern the same way. They needed special teams. They needed defense, and that's not going to cut it down the road. That's not even going to cut it against American Heritage, which they face in a few weeks, you know, probably for the first out of 2 meetings. The first one's going to be, you know, for the district title, and then they could meet again in the playoffs. But with that high-powered Heritage offense, they have a challenge on their hands.
They don't
get some points themselves.
They open up the conference this week, or the district, with Archbishop McCarthy, a program that made that transition from independent this year into a mainstream district that's loaded. Then they go to Coco. So there's no hiding it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously McCarthy may not be as deep and as talented as they are, but Coco certainly is. Who's the surprise team? Did you expect Southridge to get off to such a great start? Because I think they'd love to have that Columbus game back. Pierre Sinatis, wherever he goes, he wins. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, what I love about Southridge is the way they're playing on defense. But, you know, yeah, if they played that game over, I'd be curious to see the results now after they've picked up some momentum. They had a big win. I think the win over Palmetto was a confidence booster, because it's like they had to win a game against a good neighborhood rival type team. They couldn't get it done last year at the end of the season against South Dade. They couldn't get it done in the opener against Columbus, but they finally got that over Palmetto. So I think now when they have Homestead this week, and that's the big one, because obviously that's for their district, but it's also for the potential path to state if they want to make a big run down the road and get there. they're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to have a good shot at it. If that defense plays well, James Perrone is a very good quarterback. If they can get just enough offense, Homestead's been vulnerable this year. They didn't start out too well. Still haven't really, I don't think, clicked. They've been missing Cortez Mills, of course, in the offense. This is one of those teams. I mean, I'd say definitely they're one of the surprises in Dade. I think the other surprise, we'd have to jump the border and go to Broward. I think it's Piper. I mean, look at what they did last week, beating Ely. You know, I know Ely was without their quarterback, but still, 5-0. They've shut out four opponents. You got to give it to the Bengals, too.
Yeah, and Plantation, which you'll find out where they stand this week. Darryl Strong's done a great job. I mean, come on, he took over for a legend, Steve Davis. They're at number five, Plantation American Heritage this week to open their district, and then they have Ely. So it's going to be pretty fun. We're going to have you on again, Dre, because obviously there's so much to talk about. Let everybody know how they can follow you in the Herald and also on social media.
Yeah, MiamiHerald.com for all our content there. We'll be covering throughout the season, like Larry said, and Fernandez Andre C on Twitter, and you can find all our stuff there.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, man. I won't be on the sideline with you this Friday, but we'll make up for it in the future.
Yeah, I heard there was that little game going on at the Hard Rock. Yeah, it's okay. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, just a small ACC opener, but I appreciate you, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Andre Fernandez from the Miami Herald. Awesome job. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we will talk a little high school football. Ryan Moret of Miami Southridge and Coach Jube Joseph of Miami Central are on deck.